Hundreds of Chinese nationals are asking President-elect Donald Trump to let them stay in the United States. This comes as large groups of fellow migrants from China are being deported. The Department of Homeland Security deported 109 Chinese nationals from a charter flight Saturday, November 16th. It's the third largest chartered removal flight to China within 6 months, as more than 100 migrants got sent back to China in June and a further 130 in October. This removal flight is yet another example of the department's ongoing cooperation with the People's Republic of China and other international partners to reduce and deter irregular migration through enforcement of immigration law, the DHS said in a statement. Trump is pledging to start a mass deportation of migrants once he's in office. Sources told NBC News undocumented Chinese nationals of military age are high on Trump's list to get deported, citing the potential risk to national security. The city reported a large group of Chinese asylum seekers in New York wrote an open letter to Trump pleading with him to let them stay. They plan to send it to him on Inauguration Day with signatures that they are working to collect. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says 78,000 undocumented Chinese nationals have been caught crossing the border this year. That's up from 23,000 3 years earlier. The Group Information for Chinese Immigrants says a large percentage of migrants are leaving China for political and economic reasons. According to the Migration Policy Institute, the Biden administration is on track to deport as many people as Trump did. Under Biden, there have been 1.1 million removals since the beginning of 2021 through February 2024. During Trump's first term, there were 1.5 million deportations.